From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Obama administration plans to announce new regulations intended to make it easier for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder to receive government benefits. President Obama says a provision requiring veterans to prove what caused their illness is being dropped.
And that practice has kept the vast majority of those with PTSD who served in non-combat roles, but who still waged war, from getting the care they need. Well, I don't think our troops on the battlefield should have to keep notes just in case they need to apply for a claim.
President Obama speaking in his weekly address today. He says the government has a solemn responsibility. The new rules will be announced Monday. NATO forces in Afghanistan are accepting blame for an artillery strike that killed six civilians. And today, NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that insurgents struck in the east and south of the country.
Only 2 days after a friendly fire airstrike killed six Afghan National Army soldiers, NATO announced that an artillery round fell short of its target and landed among civilians in the Jani Hek district of eastern Paktia province. NATO officials met with community elders to apologize for the deaths. The two incidents within the first week of command for General David Petraeus highlighted the problem of civilian casualties, which are detrimental to public support. At the same time, Petraeus is under pressure to loosen the rules of engagement, which some GIs say keep them from defending themselves from insurgents. NATO said it had captured a Taliban commander and seized weapons and drugs. Insurgents launched bombing attacks in the provinces of Khost to the east and Zabul to the south. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Also in Afghanistan today, suspected Taliban gunmen attacked a bus that had crossed the border from Pakistan. 11 Pakistanis were killed. The death toll from twin suicide bombings in Pakistan's northwest tribal region has jumped to 102, with at least 115 people wounded. The attackers detonated their explosives seconds apart near a government office yesterday. The attack is the deadliest to hit Pakistan this year. The Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility. Security forces have stepped up operations against militants in the region in recent months. The former transit officer convicted of killing an unarmed black man at an Oakland train station has released a letter of apology. Mina Kim reports from member station KQED.
Johannes Meserle says in the letter that Oscar Grant should not have been shot and that he will forever live, breathe, sleep, and not sleep with the memory of 22-year-old Grant dying on the train platform. He also says he wanted to speak to Grant's family after the shooting, but death threats prevented him. The letter released by Meserle's lawyer was handwritten and dated July 4th, 4 days before a Los Angeles jury convicted him of involuntary manslaughter. The verdict touched off protests and violence in Oakland. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim.
And you're listening to NPR News. Engineers will begin removing the containment cap over BP's damaged wellhead in the Gulf of Mexico with undersea robots today. The move will worsen the leak temporarily, but the plan is to fit a tighter cap on the well. Officials say the new cap could send most of the oil spilling from the well into tankers as soon as Monday. A federal agency says seafood caught on the fringes of the spill is safe to eat. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says samples have not shown high enough levels of contaminants to be of concern. After more than 200 years, the British census is expected to be scrapped. As Larry Miller reports from London, the government says it's an expensive and inaccurate way of measuring the population.
Britain has carried out a census every decade since 1801, except during World War II. It's too late to stop the next population count going ahead, but this will probably be the last. The government says the cost of more than $700 million can no longer be justified. The data has been used by British governments to set spending priorities and track shifts in population movement. It's also used by historians, academics, and charities. Cabinet Secretary Frances Maude says there are now better ways to collect information than filling out paper forms once every 10 years. Maude says the census is out of date before it's done. He suggests the information will be collected more often by using existing public and private databases, including credit reference agencies. He says this will also be less intrusive. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Tour de France cyclists are heading into the mountains. Today's seventh stage is the first of 3 days in the Alps. Swiss rider Fabian Cancellara is the race's overall leader. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.